This is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Only Georgia and California require mandatory independent water audits for water authorities. Pacific Gas and Electric says it will shut down the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant by 2025, leaving California with no nukes. There are 3,600 bunk bed-related injuries suffered by children annually, and 75% are caused by falls. In 2015, television viewing time was down 3%, and 50% of that drop was due to Netflix. States with paid family leave, for the most part, rely on temporary disability insurance programs, which pay the benefits. Studies are finding that communities that adopt anti-growth policies are more unequal. Obama's immigration legacy is one program protecting 730,000 young people and 2.4 million deportations. In an original draft of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson had accused King George of forcing colonists to accept slavery in America, but it was excised and instead talked to the British fomenting domestic revolts, which were a euphemism for slave revolts. 92% of customer service managers in the field of tech support said their agents could be more effective, and 74% said their company's procedures prevented agents from providing satisfactory experiences. A study in New York City has found that rents have risen fastest in the neighborhoods where Airbnb is most popular. American Federation of Teachers has led an effort to push public employee pension funds out of contracts with hedge funds based on their contributions to right-wing organizations and charter school privatization enterprises. Participation in Head Start programs is associated with lower rates of obesity, smoking, depression, and time in prison. White House says that no cabinet members will address the Democratic convention in order to give the impression that they are still about the business of governing. Intimate contact may account for more Zika infections than previously suspected, these experts are saying. But two reports now suggest that women in Latin America are much more likely to be affected than men, although both are presumed to be equally exposed to mosquitoes. The gender difference appears at the age at which sexual activity begins and then fades among older adults. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Ranthke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.